The Golden Globes are handed out this weekend, and that means we talk about the nominations and the snub surprises, shockers ahead of the big show, and our friend Jen Lommers from Extra is joining us to chat everything Globes. Hey, Jen.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going? Are you ready?
Are you ready? This is your first Globes.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And it's supposed to be the biggest ceremony yet.
You know, it's the kickoff to award show season, though, isn't it, right? And this sort of sets the tone for everything that's coming up, because after that, it's the SAG and then Oscars. And sometimes the wins and losses at the Globes foreshadow what's going to happen for the rest of award show season.
Yeah, I mean, you said it. That's exactly how it goes. And I was just at the Palm Springs International Film Festival just yesterday. And you can tell everyone's ready for it. The excitement was there. And, you know, we talked to J-Lo. It's going to be a super emotional award season, I think, for her. Because she's in this different place now. You know, she's back on screen. She's kind of at the top of her game right now. She's being honored for this Hustlers movie. And I think even she can't believe that she's getting so many accolades for it. But, you know, she's enjoying her moment for sure.
I do. I remember her post when the nominations were announced. 20 years, I think it's been, right?
It's been 20 years.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible for her.
Yeah. So one of my favorites is always talking about the snubs. Do you think anybody was really snubbed this year for the show, though?
Snubs? I would say there were a few. I think De Niro maybe was one of the more surprising ones. I think everyone kind of expected him to get nominated for a Globe for The Irishman.
Yeah.
Cats certainly didn't get it for Best Musical. Especially after all the hype.
Well, the reviews. Okay, we'll talk about Irishman in a second, but the reviews for Cats, I mean, a little bit creepy though.
I'll tell you what. Yes. I didn't see it. I didn't see the musical. I didn't see the movie. And there's a reason for that. I do think it's a little creepy. I think that just from the commercials and the previews that I saw of it, for example, I mean, some of the cats have breasts. Like, it's just a little weird. Dame Judi Dench that was wearing her wedding ring.
Yeah.
The reviews have been a little poor. So I do think that, you know, when you overhype a movie like that, especially with such an all-star cast, you run the risk of disappointing fans.
Yeah, well, and also, too, when people are expecting to see one of the cat's anacondas and it's not there, well, anyway.
that's a personal disappointment.
I think one of the dangers, as you say, this is a legendary musical that, you know, has been on Broadway how long? That's dangerous to do, is to recreate this and make it into a movie after all these years.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't always play that way, and
yeah, it did. Let's move on. Let's talk Irishman, as you mentioned. That is up for Best Motion Picture, Best Director, and Pacino and Pesci up for Supporting Actor. Will it get some love on Sunday? Will it get some golden love?
Oh, yeah, I think for sure. I think this may be Pacino's comeback year. It's been 27 years since he's taken a Globe, or even been awarded for a movie that he's done. I think the last time he won an award for a film was Scent of a Woman. And that was in the early 90s. Can you believe that?
Yeah. I think what's great, though, is that some of these legends are now getting their time again, right? I mean, it's great to see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And this is kind of, you know, Scorsese's culmination of all these mob movies. Irishman is odds on favorite for best drama. Did you see it?
I didn't see that one, no.
Okay, I saw it. I thought it was, in all fairness, maybe about an hour too long. But I do think the story, I do think the storytelling was great. And it was a real treat to see Pesci, De Niro, and Pacino on screen again. I think that people have been waiting for this for a very, very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And a Joker. You know, all the hype and controversy about that one, that got 4 nominations, Best Motion Picture, Best Director, Best Lead Actor, of course, for Joaquin, and Best Score. How do you see that one doing on Sunday?
Oh, I hope it does really well, because this is one of my personal favorites.
It was great.
It is conflicting, it's heartbreaking, it's twisted. You know, at times you feel bad for Joaquin's character. It's a very real and uncomfortable uncomfortable look at the way we treat mental illness in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that that's what makes this film so good, because it kind of hits a chord with people on this very almost taboo level, in the way it kind of deals with themes of revenge. So it's a really, really complex movie. I don't think it's going to win Best Picture, but I can definitely see it winning Best Director and certainly Best Actor for Joaquin Phoenix. I mean, he dropped, what, 52 pounds for the role?
Yeah.
It got an 8-minute standing ovation at the film festival, so I think that he's nearly a shoo-in for a Globe, and more than likely for an Oscar, too.
Okay, so Joker not necessarily up for, or not going to win, we think, Best Picture, but one that didn't get love, Avengers Endgame. I mean, that one, I don't even know how much it made at the box office, but I guess people talking about it and people loving it isn't enough when it comes to the Golden Globes.
That's exactly right. So, yeah, broke box office records, highest grossing movie, I think, of all time, right? But I mean, that just goes to show you how little the Hollywood foreign press cares about how big a blockbuster movie is. And some people are super upset because, you know, Joker got 4 Globe nominations, but that's like comparing apples and oranges, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is this, you know, fantastic, high-octane blockbuster, sort of the crescendo of this 10-year franchise. The other is this gritty, dark film that, you know, realistically tells the story of a guy who's severely mentally ill. So I think that you really kind of can't compare, even though they are based in the comic book world, I don't think you can really compare the two. I think it's actually kind of refreshing that it didn't get as much love as maybe people thought it did, because, you know, you're talking about fan favorites versus, you know, Hollywood Foreign Press, which is more of an elite organization. So I think that's the biggest frustration when it comes to just awards shows in general.
Let's have a little side conversation about that, though, because it's kind of like, oh, hey, moviegoers, oh, hey, people who made this movie record-breaking at the box office, your opinion doesn't mean squat. We're the foreign press.
No.
I mean, thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's, I don't enjoy that either. Because, you know, why are movies made? Is to connect with a wide audience. And, you know, to sort of escape from your daily reality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's time that the Hollywood Foreign Press, you know, and the organizations like this take notice of that. Would you agree?
Well, I think so. And you also make a good point, though, when it comes to the actual tone of a picture or project. And, you know, When They See Us got 16 Emmy nominations. Again, really powerful story on that one. But no love at the Globes. Total snub.
Yeah, it was completely shut out, which I think was very surprising. I love the series. I mean, I thought at least Jerome would get something. He was incredible. And, you know, this is a series, by the way, that had very real-life consequences.
It
started a nationwide dialogue. It was, you know, you don't get any more of a cautionary tale. It was a reckoning for the real-life prosecutor in the case. So if you're talking about, you know, a movie that's had a true impact, it's that one.
Well, yeah, especially, I mean, 16 Emmy nominations. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at, certainly. Lots of, you know, dialogue and conversation, as we say. When it comes to diversity in Hollywood, this is not a conversation that's, I think, going away anytime soon. It's coming up a lot lately. It happened again this year, the snub when it comes to female directors. I'm a white guy, so, this is where I face controversy, but is it a gender thing, or should it be based on the actual work?
I think it should be about the work. I think it should be about the quality of the work. Otherwise, we kind of run the risk of the entire show turning into this, you know, disingenuous display of virtue signaling, which I think, you know, is sure to turn off audiences. But I think if we want more women to be nominated, then all right, it's up to the producers to choose women as directors.
Right.
So you take Charlize Theron, for example, right? She's been the most vocal about how a lot of women were shut out for directing nominations, this year. Yet, who does she pick to direct Bombshell? A man. So, go figure. I mean, if you want women to be in the race, you have to choose them.
If you want to be in the race, you have to, start practicing. You got to get involved. I mean,
right.
You can't just sit on the sidelines.
That's what you preach. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And I guess, and again, I'm all about diversity. Absolutely, people, you know, should not be limited into what they do, and they should be recognized for their efforts. But I sort of cringe when I hear, you know, oh, he's the first, you know, black director. Oh, he's the first gay character. Where is the limit, though? Is he the first one who had an ingrown toenail? Is he the first one who, you know, spoke three languages?
I know.
Right? Like, I'm not trying to trivialize, you know, people's... But, you know, it's great to call it out, but I don't need it needs to be said by the announcer as they're coming on the stage, right? Like, I don't know.
Agree.
We've seen over the years the shift of nominations to streaming services, you know, that it used to be the big TV and movie companies, the traditional ones anyway. Now, things like Netflix, Amazon seem to be leading the charge. I mean, Netflix, 34 nominations across the categories at the Globes this year. TV networks, though, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, no love. And it's crazy because, like, NBC, I think, had a sweep with This Is Us just a few years ago.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, by the way, I don't know how people are watching all these series and all these shows because there's too many darn services out there. I cannot.
Yeah.
And there's more and more every day. There's Disney Plus now. So, I mean, okay. So there's kind of two things at play here, I think. Netflix's budget, for example, is so enormous. I was at their campus in L.A., the place should have its own zip code. So now they can produce high-quality content because they have the budget to do it.
Yeah.
Netflix, I think they spent, or they were expected to spend, $14 billion on original content. How is cable TV going to compete with that? And not to mention, you know, kind of people want to see edgy stuff, right? They want to see naked people. They want to see foul language and violence. It's who we are as a country, I guess. could be a sad statement, but, you know, I think people have become a little desensitized now.
We want to see felines with human genitalia. I mean, that's kind of where it's at,
exactly.
Isn't it?
You know what I'm saying? That's worth that.
In our final remaining moments, we really do have to go. Give me some predictions. I know we've covered a few things. Will there be a sweep either in wins or losses? Who are you looking forward to seeing? I mean, sum it all up for me in a few brief seconds.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I think that Succession is going to walk away with a lot of wins. I do think we're going to see a lot of wins for Irishman as well. I am really looking forward to Ricky Gervais personally hosting again. I don't think anybody is safe.
Right.
Expect lots of, you know, Jen and Brad jokes about PC culture. Anyone who's made a bad decision over the last 10 years, you are all targets.
Uh-huh.
As far as fashion goes, I'll be with Adam Blassman for the Golden Globes for Extra, and he said that, you know, some of the trends, you're going to see a lot of polka dots, lots of bright colors, puff sleeves. I'm kind of dying to know what J-Lo, Beyonce, Billy Porter, ScarJo, what they're all wearing. I think it's going to be fantastic. My favorite movies, by the way, that are being nominated right now, Richard Jewell, Bombshell, Joker, Knives Out, and Jojo Rabbit. I think those were the best from this year's Golden Globe.
All right. Where can we tune into all the extra coverage? You'll have it online and then on air, right?
We're going to have it online, on air. We're going to be everywhere. That's right.
What is the website address for Extra?
Oh, it's extratv.com.
All right, we're looking forward to it. Jen Lommers from Extra,
amazing.
Thanks so much.
Thank
and
you, Jeremy.
Happy award show season to you.
Happy Golden Globe.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.